This is the Safety Scouting Report with your host, Scott Cafe. Welcome into the Safety Scouting Report. My name is Scott Cafe. I'm your host. This show is basically toolbox talks for safety professionals. As safety professionals, we often put toolbox talks together for the people under our care so that we can remind them of safety-related things at the site, in the factory, wherever they happen to be, wherever we're working. This show is for us, though. It can be new stuff, reminders, key points, things like that. If you'd like to get in touch with us to request a certain topic or anything like that, you can email us at safetyscoutingreport@gmail.com. This is episode 6, and what we're doing today is we're continuing the Hazards 101 series. Today we're going to talk about struck by and struck against. So when we talk about hazards, to reiterate something that was mentioned here on the Safety Scouting Report previously, we often talk about things that move, and nowhere is that so evident as with struck by and struck against hazards. As the words say, when a worker can be struck by a piece of equipment, machine, tool, anything like that, we have a struck by hazard. Struck against hazards are nearly the same thing, but may also encompass throwing or inadvertent movement of, say, a walking working surface or some other peripheral issue in the work area that we may strike against. Either way, a worker is being hit by something or is hitting something, and that's never a good thing. Prime example is robotic assembly or conveyance cells. Robots provide efficient carriage of objects and may protect workers from repetitive motion and other musculoskeletal injuries, you know, the ergonomic stuff, but they're not like R2-D2 and C-3PO. The robots in our factories aren't sentient. They're smart because they're programmed to be, but they don't think, per se. They may have light curtains and proximity sensors, but for the most part, they're like the most loyal and best-trained steel dogs you can imagine. They do what we tell them, or program them to do, and that's it. So if a worker happens to get in the way, that robot is going to keep doing what it was trained and programmed to do. Unfortunately, in Dungeons & Dragons parlance, workers are squishy. Humans are squishy, especially when speaking of, say, forklift incidents. I used to say this: steel always wins. A human will never beat the robot or the forklift or any other piece of machinery or a conveyor. So we have to protect ourselves. We have to protect them, the workers. Cranes are another source of struck by hazards, both for operators and pedestrians in a factory setting or in a construction setting. In a shop setting, reciprocating motion or back and forth motion of, say, a surface grinder can create a struck by hazard on either side of the main body of the unit. And we can never forget the most obvious example of struck by hazards in factories, construction sites, and even in retail stores: forklifts and other material handling equipment. On a forklift, with your vision often obstructed by overhead guard posts, mast rails, the loads being moved, you're a moving struck by hazard if you're a forklift operator, and we have to train forklift operators to understand that. We have to understand that as safety professionals and find ways to protect the pedestrians and protect the equipment too, because property damage is also something we want to try to avoid. So how do we guard against struck by hazards? For robotic cells, like we just talked about, and most machinery, we fall to the middle of the hierarchy of controls and we guard them. Cranes and forklifts, while many fantastic conspicuity devices are around, like travel alarms, strobes, lights, proximity sensors, much of it still falls to administrative rules, such as how far everyone, pedestrians, has to stay away from the forklifts and enforcement of those rules. Can never forget that if you fall to administrative guarding or PPE, so much of it comes back to accountability, and that comes back to supervisors enforcing the use of the PPE, enforcing the rules that you've put in place. At a construction site, don't forget heavy equipment where high visibility garments, the PPE we just talked about, are a necessity. If you've got a construction site and you require high vis because you want the cranes, the dump trucks, everybody else to see any pedestrians on the field, you have to make sure that everybody wears that stuff. It's just part of the deal. And again, if something moves, it can most often be a struck by or struck against hazard. So look for those areas of motion first, and then try to control them via guarding, limiting access, and conspicuity. But a lot of it comes back to something we talked about early on in an earlier episode. When I used to take trainee co-shows out, one of the main things I told them to look for as far as hazard identification was motion. So almost anything that moves can become a struck by hazard. And that's one of the biggest things to remember. Be it a forklift, be it a robotic arm, be it a conveyor system, be it a tool, if it can move, it can probably be struck by. That'll do it for the Safety Scouting Report for this week. Again, if you'd like to touch base with us, shoot us an email at safetyscoutingreport@gmail.com, and we'll catch you next time. Have a good one.